The Venezuelan Economic Crisis. Throughout all of its modern history, Venezuela's GDP has been dependent on oil production. Throughout most of the 20th century, Venezuela has been the richest country in Latin America. But in the 21st century, an economic crisis hit Venezuela as the result of mismanagement of oil production from socialist, populist, and corrupt governments. So harsh, Venezuela went from being the richest country in Latin America to being the poorest. But how did we get here? By the early 20th century, the first oil wells were already drilled in Venezuela. But it was a blowout of an oil well that marked the beginning of Venezuela being a major producer. The discovery got worldwide attention, and many large oil-producing companies moved in. And by 1928, Venezuela was the largest oil exporter in the world. By 1940, Venezuela was the third biggest oil producer in the world. And the demand for petroleum skyrocketed because of World War II. However, after the war, Middle Eastern oil-producing countries emerged as new world powers. These Middle Eastern countries and other oil-exporting countries, such as Venezuela, created an alliance called OPEC to control and stabilize the oil prices. In 1973, an oil embargo created by the Middle Eastern OPEC countries made Venezuelan oil production profit quadruple due to a combination of many factors. In 1976, oil industries in Venezuela were nationalized, and Petróleos de Venezuela, or PDVSA, was created as a state-run company. But in the 1980s, Middle Eastern OPEC countries failed to accomplish with their assigned quotas, and oil price again plummeted, pushing Venezuela's debt further. By the mid-1980s, Venezuela's oil production rose steadily until the dawn of the 21st century, when everything would change. As governments come, governments go. And as new governments come, new political ideologies come along with them. Susana Orias is a single mother with 5 children, 2 boys and 3 girls. They are living through the struggles of an economic and social crisis. They are currently camping near the Colombian border in San Cristobal, hoping to cross the border into Cúcuta, in Colombia. Susana is one of the 500 migrants crossing from Venezuela to Colombia each day to seek asylum. She says she is fleeing Venezuela because of the devastating economic situation caused by years of government mismanagement and corruption. She says she earns less money than what she needs to survive, and when she has the money, there are shortages of basic needs. She says she actively participated in anti-government protests, but stopped doing so when her husband disappeared in hands of extremist left-chavist pro-government militias. She is escaping from them too, fearing she and her family might get killed. Susana is one of the many victims of the government corruption and mismanagement. What did these administrations do to make an entire country collapse? In 1999, Hugo Chavez took office as the president of Venezuela, and several policies regarding the oil industries were changed, tying the oil production to the state under the so-called Bolivarian Revolution. Since, PDVSA has not shown the potential to bring new oil fields to the market. The administration nationalized many of the industries in the country, such as farms, electrical services, steel companies, and banks. The government of Hugo Chavez introduced a wealth redistribution program, primarily from land reform and social programs. This was intended to fix the economic inequality the country suffered. Unfortunately, PDVSA resources were used. This entity was treated like a piggy bank to fund his social programs, and as a result of mismanagement, most of his social policies resulted in overspending, not saving enough money for the future, and created the highest inflation rates in the world. Chavez took advantage of high oil prices to fund his populist policies and social works, and now the administration would suffer a Dutch disease. In terms of economics, a Dutch disease happens when there is an increase in development of one sector of the economy and therefore resulting in the decline in the other sectors of the economy. In 2012, Venezuela's 96% of exports and half of their fiscal revenue relied on oil production. Now the country's economy was extremely vulnerable to oil price change. Hugo Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro, continued with the policies championed by Chavez. Since 2014, oil prices went down, hardly affecting the economy. Maduro cranked up the money printing machines to mitigate this decline, but instead, the national currency lost more than 99% of its value from 2013. The economy has been plunging the last 17 years, but the last 5 years this has worsened, as the economy has suffered a massive hyperinflation of 929,000%. The overspending, the money printing, the mismanagement, the populist, socialist, and corrupt policies have contributed to the country's hyperinflation, poverty rates, and basic resources shortages grow, and quality of life, healthcare, and education shrink. Freedom in the country has worsened, as the dictatorship of Maduro has diminished freedom of press, economic freedom, and freedom of speech, persecuting all of those who speak against the government. Susana's migration to Colombia has been forced by the lack of freedom, the lack of quality of life, and mainly the poor economy of the country in the last years. The hyperinflation has made the Bolivar worthless, meaning her earnings are not enough for her needs. The Dutch disease has contributed to shortages in the country, meaning she can't buy her basic needs. Susana will go to Colombia to seek for a better life, along with her family and her memories, to escape from a country that she will never forget and a country where she will never go back to.